This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:40 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And you might also want to weigh in on our next story, which is a discussion on how tapau culture or takeaways might actually be a prime contributor to Malaysia's plastic waste problem. I think, you know, between being busy people and also not feeling so comfortable eating out at the moment, many of us are either taking away food at our favourite stalls or restaurants or getting it delivered to our homes, which is exactly the point where the issue of plastic packaging comes in. Because for many vendors, it's a cheap and practical way to pack our food. It cuts down on operating costs. And also with COVID-19, it's even more convenient since it addresses hygiene concerns. But of course, it has its trade-offs. According to WWF Malaysia, single-use plastic packaging from takeouts is one of the major contributors of plastic waste in our country. Data from 2016 shows that on average, each person uses 22 kilograms of post-consumer plastic packaging per year, and that's one of the highest in Southeast Asia. If you want to check out the full report, it's titled Study on Extended Producer Responsibility Scheme Assessment for Packaging Waste. Now, this also has negative environmental impacts. The report says that this plastic waste contributes to landfills, it pollutes our oceans, and it highlights our low recycling rate because we only recycle around 20% of our plastic waste. And again, this is a study that looked at pre-2020 information. I wonder how that's changed in the last couple of years, because I think, again, it's one thing to get takeout where you can actually either bring your own Tupperware to the stall or the restaurant or whatever if you've planned ahead. And once you're there, also tell them, no, I don't need a plastic bag. No, I don't need those chopsticks or spoons or anything else. I don't even need the tissue. And it's quite another to order your food on any of the various platforms that we have now, where the most you can tell them is you don't want cutlery. You can't actually do anything all that green there. And when it comes, more often than not, because of course they're trying to prioritize convenience. They don't want you to complain about all your spilled soup. So sometimes it comes just all swaddled up in plastic, right? You get a plastic container that's wrapped in cling wrap that is put inside one plastic bag, which is put inside another. And all this really, really adds up, especially if you order delivery or get takeout more often than, I don't know, once a week, once a month. So we want to talk about the role that we as consumers play in all of this, and also whether or not you think often about single-use plastic and try to avoid it. You can let us know. I mean, are you somebody who actively tries to avoid single-use plastic? How are you doing that? Or conversely, you know, do you think, no, you know, convenience is key. I'm somebody who's in the industry. This is the easiest way right now. You can let us know by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and also tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be speaking after this with Firdaus Nisha Muhammad Faisal, Director at Ecocentric Transitions. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9.
It's 6:46 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We are talking now about single-use plastic packaging and basically the tapau bungkus culture of Malaysia and how that is one of the major contributors of plastic waste in our country, because again, when we tapau, what do we tapau in? Usually single-use plastic. So we want to talk about how as consumers we need to play a role in this, and again, let us know. Are you very conscious of plastic use, especially when it comes to food takeouts? What are you doing to deal with that? Or conversely, you know, do you think that this is actually the best, easiest solution, particularly for vendors? You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, which is also where we have a poll running. And you can do that as well if you have a question, because we're going to be crossing over now to Firdaus Nisha Muhammad Faisal, Director at Ecocentric Transitions. They actually hold workshops and initiatives to champion sustainability. Nisha, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Now, I wanted to start with this because it's been years of messaging on the perils of single-use plastics. This is something that we hear about a lot. Do you think that this has resulted in any actual change in behaviour or sentiment among consumers?
I think as a consumer, it's very overwhelming, because the pace of life is changing, it's getting faster. And with this increased pace, there is a demand for convenience. And single-use plastic seems to be the, you know, silver bullet to solve convenience. So I think inevitably it has become the go-to solution. But we need to think about the long picture and the long game and climate change and all these other things that are also a part of our story and our lifetime. So I'm guessing there must be a lot of reflection and audits that people need to do by themselves.
Right. And would you say that, I guess, in that same vein, do you think that feelings have changed as well around reusable or biodegradable containers?
I mean, as the demand increases, there's more R&D, there's more opportunities. Like you see within the last maybe 3 to 5 years, people making materials, bioplastic materials made out of algae, out of soy, out of, you know, waste fibers. So the technology is coming into play and there is a lot of advancement in that field. The question is cost and the question is how fast can we get it to everyone?
Now, if we look at this report, right, from WWF Malaysia, it centres the idea that takeout containers and bags are one of the main contributing factors to Malaysia's plastic waste. Does this actually surprise you?
No, because the way we eat, the things that we eat, contributes to the way it's packaged. So I think the article cites, if you eat like a soupy dish, you have the chili, you have the sauce, you have, you know, all the crunchy bits that are put separate. So this is our food culture. So the question then becomes, do we change our food culture to have less waste or do we just take on more responsibility to bring our own reusable containers?
And that, I guess, leads to the next question, which is, and I'm going to kind of look at this both from the point of view of vendors as well as customers, right? So do you have suggestions for how restaurants and stalls could maybe address this a little bit?
I think for the most, it is the branding. So a lot of stalls invest, or a lot of shops, a lot of franchises invest in branding. And that means that their spoons are a particular kind. And for them to not have those spoons, they feel like they're not advertising to you. So that's one component why they tend to avoid people with reusables. And I think we can find a sweet spot if there's a negotiation. And the negotiation is people coming with a lot of people coming with their own reusables. In terms of consumers, we just need to be a bit more disciplined, spend the extra 5 minutes to be conscious about what we are going to consume and how we're going to consume it. Like, most of the time, we don't drink cold drinks in shops or in restaurants because if it's a certain kind of eatery, it comes with a straw, even though we ask them to not have a straw. So we as consumers have to make these decisions and have to think about it. Because sometimes it's also the kind of, establishment that you're visiting that has a particular automated human system.
If we look then, so continuing to look at the vendor side of things, plastic production is also cheaper, right, compared to environmentally friendly packaging. This is usually the argument. It's also more readily available. Is this disparity in price and convenience the key issue when it comes to why it is that a lot of people haven't made the switch?
I think we haven't got into the conversation of post-disposability. We're still stuck in the I need to use this, I need to use it fast. And then for vendors, it is I need to give something that's cheap. So if you talk about post-disposability, you're talking about things that biodegrade or the things that can be returned in terms of the container. In terms of cost, there is multiple types of cost. You're talking about environmental costs, you're talking about monetary costs, you're talking about logistics costs. So my partner was saying this afternoon that 1 centimeter cube of plastic can be used into making so many pieces of packaging compared to 1 meter cube of wood fiber. So if you think of wood fiber versus plastic, then you go, oh, maybe because of the way it's been turned into a product, plastic is more savvy on the carbon footprint. But plastic has a catch when it comes to its end of life. So it is the culture of the consumer that makes these disposable single-use plastics very, very dangerous to not just the environment, but also in its, overconsumption of it. So it's not such a simple conversation. It's quite an intense conversation to be had.
Well, we have this question, or this comment rather, from Rebecca on WhatsApp, who says, countries such as Japan and Korea also have their own tapao culture, food deliveries, but the difference is that they have a strict waste sorting policy. Even the medicines are sorted by doses in mini plastic bags.
Correct. I would say I love Japan, let's put that up front, but they love their plastic.
They really
Everything
do.
It's fashion to death. I was there for a period of time, and I was very stunned at how inaccessible bringing your own container is in Japan. In many cases, that they, it's just, and the thing they tell you is, oh, this is combustible. This will go into the incinerator plant that generates energy. So it's the stories we tell ourselves that allows these kind of behaviors to perpetuate. I'm not saying that there's only one way around this. There's never ever a one way. We need to look at a mixed solution, and we need to look at, you know, things like discussed at the World Economic Forum. They were talking about this thing called Loop, where you're talking about extended producer responsibility, and basically it's a reverse logistics system. So there's that. So there's reverse logistics. There's post-disposability. There is circular economy. So there's a whole bunch of different tools we need to use to combat this single-use plastic thing. Because imagine that plastic comes from resin comes from oil, this is dug out from the ground, and we use it for, like, what, 5 minutes, and it's gone. Mm. So, you know, if you keep telling yourself that if I use it for 5 minutes and I'm just throwing it away, what is my, you know, what's my story as a human on this planet consuming all these things? I think you have a very, very different point of view on, you know, the impact that you're making on a daily basis. I mean, as of now, we were talking about Grab and how a lot of people, instead of producing their own food at home, rely on food delivery. And automatically, not just the packaging that it comes in, but also the transportation to get your food to you. So it just builds and builds this mountain of unsustainability. And so to me, it talks about global overshoot day, the day that we consume more than our planet can produce.
And you talked earlier about intentionality, you know, being a bit more intentional about where you get your food from and how you plan to take it back. What other tips do you have in terms of how consumers could be playing their role? And should we all just be buying less takeout?
It's very hard to impose our lifestyle on others. I think there must be a lot of internalization in terms of how you're getting your food, you know. For me, maybe it's convenient to cook because I have the facilities. But for someone else who's living in a really small space or renting a room, I think for them to eat somewhere with people in a food court where they are using, you know, reusables will be better than to do a takeaway. So these are conversations that you need to, you know, kind of measure against yourself. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of everyday choices, like when you buy things like tempeh and you buy fresh tempeh. Are you buying it in a plastic wrap or are you buying it in a, you know, leaf wrap? These are everyday decisions that you can make once a week and be consistent. And then next time you go out again, make another consistent decision and slowly you have behavior change. I think going cold turkey is rather hard for most people because it's a lifestyle and it's conditioned and it's convenient. But yeah, I think I love the fact that more people now are conscious about going package-free, you know, following the Zero Waste Malaysia movement, participating in trash cleanups with trash heroes. Because when you go and join these interest groups, then you learn a lot more ways of adapting for yourself. And it needs to be customized. You need to find what suits you. Yeah.
And with that, Nisha, unfortunately, we're out of time. But thank you so much for speaking with us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
So that was Firdaus Nisha Mohammad Faizal, director at Ecocentric Transitions, talking to us about tapao culture and how all that single-use packaging that comes with our food is actually impacting our environment. If you have any thoughts you'd like to share, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.